We were talking with Steve Scott about the World Marathon Challenge, 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days. And Jenna Belcher was a name that you brought up, Steve. Pull that a little bit closer. All right. Jenna Belcher was a name that you brought up, Steve, and I find it interesting now that I hear the backstory of how you even came in contact with her. Can you share a little bit of that?
Yeah, it was a Saturday morning. I was actually just volunteering my time at the Brick. I helped Adam at the Brick some Saturday. So it was lunchtime, so I was going down to Delano's on Main Street. And, you know, on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there wasn't a lot of people downtown, so I'm walking down the sidewalk, and Jenna Belcher was walking up the sidewalk, and we just ran into each other. And so she started asking me about, you know, how did my run go in Boston, and how was my running going, and what did I have to do next or anything like that. So kind of told her about Boston, how it went, and then I told her after that how, you know, I had started praying about, you know, asking God how I can use my running to help somebody. And I knew, you know, my mother had been through cancer at 45. She had breast cancer. And my mother's 88 now, never had cancer since then, so that's a blessing from God. But so Jenna was sharing her story about her fight for breast cancer, and she shared with me that the surgeon down here told her that her fight and everything was going to be like running a marathon. So she had planned on, and this past November had been 2 years, so she had planned on to start training for her first marathon January of this year. And the craziest thing about this is she shared with me where she planned on running that marathon would be she was going to go to Orlando and run her marathon down there in January. Well, after we got to talking, the last marathon of the 777 is in Florida, too.
Yeah.
So at that point, it gives me chills thinking about it. But, you know, she shared with me, I share with her. So now what she's going to do is she's actually going to meet me in Miami on my 7th marathon to run her first marathon. We're going to run it together. So that's just, it's a blessing from God.
That's awesome.
It just don't happen.
It was planned before they ever crossed paths.
Yeah. So. Now, Get a little bit. Now, you were telling me, Donald Fouts, about how you actually came to meet Mr. Scott, which is a very inspiring story as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's something more than I could ever even comprehend with my natural brain. I really believe that it was supernatural. And so one morning I'm praying, I'm reading the Word, and I actually get a word from God. He says, it's just amazing. God says, if you had the cure to everything, he said, if you had the cure to cancer, if you had the cure to AIDS, if you had the cure to suicide, if you had the cure to everything that has oppressed and killed my people, if I gave you that cure and put it in a container, could you put it on your counter at home and walk by that container every day as you go out into the world? And could you look at that container every day and pass by it knowing that it was the cure? For everything, every disease, every sickness, could you walk by that, go out into the world, and not share that with the world and live with yourself? And then just as plain as day, he said, I didn't save you for you. I saved you to save my people. And at that point, I started crying. That was the beginning of it. I wrote this down. I have a log that I write things down in. 2 weeks later, I go into Starbucks to get coffee, and they introduce me to Steve. I don't know Steve from Adam.
Right.
They sit down. He starts to tell me a story. And if I had not met Steve, it's totally – I would never believe it. If somebody brought me this story about a 57-year-old man that just 4 years ago, figured out he could run – to me, it was the equivalent of someone who could figure out they could fly, you know, and then he started to fly. It didn't make any earthly sense to me at all.
Of course
you
not.
Know, but he's sitting here in front of me, so he's real, and he's telling me a story, and I'm like, okay, and you run what, and you do how much, and you just started, you're 57? You know, I'm 39, and if I ran a mile, I don't know what would happen. It'd have to be a bear behind me to even make it, you know. So I'm watching him, and he's telling me a story, and then he says it's 777, and 7 has been such a prominent number in my life. I'm like, so it gets my attention. Then he starts to tell me that he's running these marathons. And then all of a sudden he tells me the world record holder has made contact with me. The one that's done this and holds the world record has contacted me, invited me to her house in Boston for dinner. that, and then he got back and he told me, he said that she looked at me and told me she believed I could win it. That's just unbelievable.
That's
to
amazing.
Me. Until I spoke with her through video chat and she told me the same thing. And I Googled this girl because this is unbelievable stuff. And she's real, and she really is the world record holder. And she did invite him, and they did eat, and she does believe he can win it. So all of this stuff blew my mind because nobody would ever believe it, but I'm seeing it with my own eyes. I'm like, well, this is not human. This is not natural. This is definitely something supernatural. And then as we're sitting at the table at the coffee shop, he shows me the name of his campaign. It was Run for a Cure. And when I seen Run for a Cure...
There's a connection.
I said, wow. I started crying. Steve started tearing up. His eyes got – I said, Steve, you have no idea. I said, I'm going to get my journal right now. I'm going to bring it to you because nobody would believe what I'm getting ready to tell you. I said, 2 weeks ago, God gave me this word, and the name of that word was the cure. He said, I am the cure. And then I meet Steve sitting at the table, and he said, the name of my campaign is Run Around the World for a Cure. I put cure and cure to God and cure together, and he's going to run around the world for God is what he's going to do. He's going to run. And all of these people that where it looks so impossible because my mother died in my arms at 13 of cancer. My father died 3 years ago of cancer in my arms. And it is such a battle that so many people are going through that nobody understands. It looks hopeless. It looks like all hope is lost. But if God could take a 57-year-old man who's going to be 58 and give him this supernatural ability, I think it gives cancer, people with cancer, hope. It gives them, he represents the God that's given him this gift and given him this strength and given him this ability is the same God that will cure cancer, that gives people that have no hope. Hope, and that's why I mean I'm behind Steve 100%. I don't just believe in Steve; I believe in the God that's behind Steve, and that's where I come in.
So, if you'd like to have a helping hand with Steve, that website is runforhealth.life. So you can donate on that. And as we told you on the radio earlier, thank you guys. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.